Today from the Ohio Newsroom, why some cities are buying up medical debt. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. American municipalities got billions of dollars in American Rescue Plan funds, meant to aid both public health and economic recovery. Cities in Ohio had an idea on how to do both: buy up medical debt at a steep discount and then forgive it. Proponents say it can change the lives of those drowning in healthcare bills, but the initial results have been mixed. Ohio Newsroom member station IdeaStream Public Media's Taylor Wisner reports.
Last year, Cleveland City Council member Chris Harsh proposed a different way to use some of the city's ARPA funds: relieve medical debt. Harsh's plan gained unanimous support, and the city agreed to pay a nonprofit called Undue Medical Debt $2 million. Harsh spoke about the decision at a press conference last April.
Medical debt is like a monkey on your back. It never goes away. You think about it constantly. It interferes with your credit score when you try to buy that house or get a car.
Undue Medical Debt used that $2 million to erase more than $200 million of debts owed by 290,000 patients to the health system MetroHealth. The program works like this. Hospitals rack up millions of dollars of unpaid debt. When they lose faith that the indebted will pay, they sell it to collection agencies for pennies on the dollar. Those collection agencies then hope they can make their money back through sheer numbers. Undue medical debt also buys those large bundles of individual debt, but then they simply forgive it and send a letter in the mail letting people know their debts have been cleared, no application needed. Michael Smith received a letter just like that, erasing debt from MetroHealth. He almost threw it away without opening it.
I was kind of taken aback at first, and I assumed it was some sort of scam they were running. So I, hopped on the internet and I was researching it to see what was going on.
Smith was elated. He struggled with the weight of bills for a few years after his health declined and he had to quit his job to recover. But the letter didn't solve all his problems. Undue medical debt had paid off about $600 of his debt, but he had thousands of dollars of medical bills he still owed.
I'm never going to look a gift horse in the mouth. They took care of something for me, and I'm super grateful for that. It's just not like I can put my hands up and go, well, everything's taken care of now.
That sort of partial relief may be partly behind the results from a report published last month. A group of economists found more than 83,000 people who had been helped by undue medical debt did not, on the whole, see improvements in their mental health, credit scores, or sense of financial distress. The nonprofit says the study did not reflect some recent changes that allowed them to relieve more debts and made the program more accessible to the middle class. The city of Barberton, south of Akron, also gave undue medical debt $100,000 to relieve its citizens' debts. Councilmember Bebe Hitek is skeptical the one-time relief will address the root of the problem.
It's more of sustaining the healthcare system by infusing it with the money it's losing. But at the same time, it's not addressing why they're losing that much money, because the hard fact is the people that can't afford health insurance, let's face it, they're not paying the medical debt anyway.
Brandy Davis with the Center for Community Solutions, a Northeast Ohio nonpartisan think tank, says tackling the problem of medical debt will take more than one nonprofit.
We need to have sort of a tandem approach, a multifaceted approach that combines federal policy actions, consumer protections, community engagement, and targeted relief.
But she says even just the targeted relief can be a big help to low-income people who are disproportionately impacted by medical debt. And while it may be small, it can be a first step for people like Michael Smith. He says he wants to pay back his medical bills when he can, but first he's focused on his recovery and finding a job. He can't do one without the other. It's just another example of how his physical health and financial health go hand in hand. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Taylor Wisner.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.